It's taken me some time to be able to write a complete sentence about Epstein and Trump, not laced in rage and filled with cynicism. Maybe rage is perfect when talking about the trafficking of young girls by powerful men. The evidence of the violation is startling. 5 million pages. Silence prevailed because the abuse occurred at the hands of mostly powerful, rich, white men, men who ogled and sexually exploited young girls. And Lady Justice hung her head in shame because the very justice system designed to protect them was blinded by power and greed, and they did nothing. Don't tell me the men in the room knew nothing, that they were unaware. They are not truth tellers because they are predators. I believe the women, women who work every day to kick themselves to the surface of those memories in order to live a life beyond the torment, because victims know the truth, while everyone looked the other way. Time and time again, we see the same thing, the cries of the young victims ignored, much like the clergy abuse in the Catholic Church. Always people say, we knew nothing, but we know better. Democrats, independents, Republicans, filmmakers, writers, attorneys, the list goes on. Personally, I don't care who or what you are. The justice system, such as it is these days, should drag them all before a public congressional hearing, ask hard questions, assume they will lie, and publicly hold them accountable for being a member of the pedophile club. My old mother always said, you are judged by the company you keep. Well, guess what, rich guys? It's Judgment Day. I'm Lou Ness, and that's my perspective.